Namaskar.
Bienvenue.
I'm from Bangalore, India.
Dublin, Ireland.
Turkey.
The Philippines.
This is Feet into Words.
I came here to study.
To work.
To volunteer.
Build a life of my own.
Welcome to Feet into Words.
Esto es Con los pies en dos mundos.
Bir ayağım burada, bir ayağım orada yaşıyorum.
Welcome to Feet into Worlds.
Chuck. I know my cause don't keep on me coming back. Take a stock.
It's called a Tower of Sound, a giant speaker system filling a Brooklyn warehouse with the sounds and vibrations of a Kingston, Jamaica street party.
Reggae music at its core, it's about drum and bass, and that's why it's so different than other genres, is that the bass and the drum are really at the forefront of the music.
So long, Rastafari.
I'm John Rudolph, executive producer of Feet into Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. Today on the podcast, Sound System Culture Comes to New York. With me in the studio is Feet into Worlds contributor Marcella Garrow. Marcella, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thank you.
Marcella, what is sound system culture?
Sound system actually refers to a specific type of street party that became popular in Kingston, Jamaica around the 1950s. Residents of Kingston's poor areas couldn't afford to attend live concerts, so DJs would load up trucks with generators, turntables, and huge speakers to throw these street parties. In the end, sound system became this lucrative business and one of the few sure ways to make money in this unstable economy. Nowadays, sound system parties, though, are propping up around the world in places such as Colombia, Europe, and even here in the U.S.
And you went to one of these parties in Brooklyn. What was it like?
Most importantly, the party was loud. If you stand next to the Tower of Sound, you can feel its vibrations streaming out from the speakers and throughout your whole body.
You can actually feel the vibrations.
Yes, but luckily they hand out free earplugs if you need them. The other unique thing about the party is that it isn't limited to one type of music. The first DJ played traditional reggae music with guest performers who sang and got the crowd riled up. And then towards the end of the night, the DJs shift and they start playing only dubstep tunes, which is a genre of electronic music that emphasizes bass and drum and syncopated rhythm. It originated in London but has Jamaican roots. It's gone global since.
And what about the Tower of Sound? We talked about it at the top of the podcast, but what is it?
The Tower of Sound is really the centerpiece. It towers over the audience and really represents the roots of where these parties originated. Physically, it's a floor-to-ceiling sound system made up of speakers engineered to make you not only hear the music, but feel the beats.
So as we said, a big part of this experience is being able to feel the music vibrating through your body.
Yeah, the sound system serves two purposes. One is to play music loud, but without distorting it in order to mimic the Kingston street party. The second is to reproduce low-frequency sound, which makes the music uniquely physical in comparison to other concerts.
And I'll bet a lot of fun to listen to also.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, I still remember things we used to do together.
So you spoke to a couple of sound system practitioners in New York. Tell us about them.
The party I went to was organized by Q Fam. Some know him as DJ Q Masta. His first experience with sound system culture was 5 years ago in London. He was instantly attracted to the idea of using sound system itself as a musical instrument.
So that show really blew my mind because that was the first time where I understood how sound system can really create a unique experience, you know, kind of being there with this whole kind of imagery, kind of that tower of sound kind of over the people. And I was hooked, you know, I was addicted. And that was kind of when I was like, I'm going to build a sound system and do the same, you know.
So the person who's responsible for bringing this Jamaican sound to New York is actually a French-Vietnamese DJ.
Yes, Q is a really interesting person. He was born in Vietnam, but his family was part of this big immigration wave after the Vietnam War. His parents got a job in Paris, and he moved there when he was 3 years old. So because of this French upbringing, Q identifies himself as a European immigrant.
Not a Vietnamese immigrant.
No. And now he lives in New York. He founded Dubsai Records in 2012, and he actually spent the last year constructing this massive sound system as high as the ceiling, which is really authentic to its Jamaican roots. So needless to say, Q is definitely beginning to make a name for himself here in New York City.
DJing is it's a very interesting art form because you're essentially in control of the energy of the events, you know, and I think that's something that's very difficult to master. You know, I think that, I mean, there's a lot of DJs out there, but there's a lot of DJs that are very generic in their approach. I think that DJing is about really kind of building up energy and then releasing energy and then rebuilding energy and kind of like really kind of mastering kind of like the dynamics of the, you know, of the crowd, you know.
Marcella, you said that the first place that Q experienced sound system culture was in London, but it's a phenomenon with roots in Kingston, Jamaica. So can you help us kind of draw a map that connects Kingston, London, and now New York?
Absolutely. I spoke to Carter Van Pelt. He's a music writer here in New York City. He told me that the roots of sound system go back to the 1960s and 70s, when both London and New York experienced this large influx of Jamaican immigrants.
That way of recording and delivering music then starts to go with Jamaicans wherever Jamaicans travel. It goes to London first, and it goes to wherever there are Jamaicans, Toronto, Miami, New York. So it came here naturally when the Jamaicans really had a wide immigration here in the 60s into the 70s. And so you do have sound system culture in Brooklyn, the Bronx, and Queens going back into that time frame and coming forward.
So American audiences are embracing sound system culture.
Absolutely. People like Q, Carter, and others are on this mission to bring this music to the people and provide a platform for cultural and creative exchanges, as well as maintaining the music's integrity and history.
And how was that reflected in the event that you attended in Brooklyn?
At the event, people seemed to be from everywhere, Jamaica, Europe, and New York. The ages also varied at different points in the night. So in the early on, the crowd was older, but by the end of the night, it felt much, much younger.
That's because the older people needed to go home and go to bed.
Maybe. But Carter says sound system does face challenges here in the U.S.
It's just because it's so loud, and Jamaica seems to tolerate that block party mentality, where here they feel more of a right, like they're being violated in their own homes if they can hear their neighbor's music. But it's usually urban immigrant communities where it's like, it's okay if I can hear your music. And in Jamaica, it's like, you should turn that music up so I can hear it, right?
So if somebody wants to go to one of these sound system events here in New York, what's available to them? What's happening?
So Dubsai Records, that Q's affiliated, they're launching their first series of parties influenced by the sound system culture in hopes that it'll continue promoting this progressive bass music to the U.S. So part of what makes the New York an ideal location for Dubsai Records is the large population that's already here of Jamaican immigrants as well as Europeans ready to experience mixed tunes from home. Also, even Carter, he's been throwing sound system reggae parties out in Coney Island for the last few years. And the location is ideal because he can point the speakers towards the ocean and play music as loud as possible without causing too much disturbance.
Coney Island sounds like a wonderful venue for
this.
Absolutely.
Early thing, warm and easy.
Seal up.
Big up my brethren, Abashaka, Atlanta, family.
In addition to Q, who are the DJs at these events?
It's a variety of people. So at the Dubsai Records show, the lineup of the night included traditional reggae artists, guest dubstep DJs, and finally Q himself. Carter's events feature a variety as well.
The key components are obviously a sound system, and I think good selectors, selector being somebody who picks records as distinct from a DJ who is a, you know, somebody, a turntablist. I think it's cool when there's a great selector and a great turntablist working together. And it's nice when there are some talented people from the community. I think that makes it really nice, because then you get that live performance aspect and it's quality performance, and people really love that.
For Q, on the other hand, DJing is really the culmination of all his work on the sound systems.
All that construction work.
Yes. After working for months building these speakers, making music, and planning the events, he can just bring it all together through DJing the show.
What's interesting is because I'm a pretty shy and reserved person, just in real life, you know, but when I DJ, it's like I transformed, you know, into someone else, and I just like really just feel energy. It might sound a little bit cliche, but that's what it really is, you know. It's like you kind of like totally let loose and you feel the energy of the, you know, of the tracks.
So, Marcella, when you went to the party, did you dance?
Of course, you have to. Everyone's dancing.
And would you go back again?
Absolutely. It's an experience not to be missed.
Marcella, thank you so much for bringing us this brief glimpse into sound system culture.
Thank you.
Marcella Gara is a Feet in Two Worlds contributor. You'll find more information about Dubsty Records on our website, fi2w.org. The producers of this podcast are Jocelyn Gonzalez, Aaron Leaf, and Maria Teresa Alzuru. Our engineer is Chad Bernhard at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. I'm John Rudolph. Thanks for listening.
Feet in Two Worlds is supported by the David and Catherine Moore Family Foundation, the Ralph E. Ogden Foundation, and listeners and readers like you. Join our growing group of supporters. Go to our website, fi2w.org, and click on the support tab in the upper right-hand corner. This program was produced in association with the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism and CUNY TV. Feet in Two Worlds, supporting immigrant journalists and bringing their stories to the rest of America. We're a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School.